Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia studios, welcome to Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. I am Damian Day-Day Lewis at The D Lewis For Real, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this station, and at PS_Nation_ on the X. Welcome into your weekly look into the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA. If it makes sense nationally, we will talk about it, but we prefer to keep it right here in our own backyard. That's exactly what we'll do tonight. Looking forward to bringing you another great show, some great conversations. Got a chance to catch up with Kyle Sandy, Sandy Spill. They're getting ready for the Sandy Spill Showcase taking place this Saturday at Grayson High School. Full day of girls hoops action, and we touched a little bit on just what he's seen so far here as the season's pretty much just getting underway the last few weeks in the world of high school hoops on the girls' side. And then also my conversation with head coach Brian Appling, head coach of the Buford Wolves football team. They're getting ready for that GHSA 6A state championship matchup with the Carrollton Trojans on Tuesday. So a great conversation with him as well about the season that the Wolves have had and getting ready for next Tuesday's showdown as they look to win another state title for that program, which is, man, Buford has won their fair share of state championships. So looking forward to bringing you both of those conversations. And, of course, we'll recap the week since I last spoke with you last week and check out some of the action that I got into. And, you know, shout-outs, accolades, all that good stuff. So it's all coming up here in just a few minutes. But before we do that, always want to say what's up to my girl Noelle holding me down on the other side of the glass. Noelle, how have you been? How was your weekend? All that good stuff. Oh, she disappeared on me. She was over there. I promise I saw her. I really did. I really saw her.
What is going on?
There she is.
Hey.
How's it going? How's it going?
Pretty good week. I thought I would see you at the Christmas party earlier today.
Were you there at the start of it?
Yes, I was there at the start, and I was going to hang out, but then I had to go play Rescue Rangers because my nephew lost his keys.
Oh, no.
In the grass. So I had to get home before the sun went down.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, and I was here, so, because it was supposed to start at 2, mm-hmm. So we did like a split situation with the Dukes and Bell show. So I started off the show and actually had Freaky on with me today because Carl's out and Mike Johnson filling in for Carl today. They went down on the early end with Oren, and then the three of them came back. So I got down there a little after 4 o'clock. Still some people, you know, a good amount of people still there and whatnot. So it's always cool to, you know, rub shoulders and stuff with the staff, especially the ones we don't get a chance to see because we're on split floors and things of that nature. So
yeah, I got to see Mike Bell, who I never really get to see.
Right,
you actually remembered me this time, so it was fun. And I got to clear my name with Andy and Randy. You know, the listeners let me know there was some slander thrown my way yesterday.
Oh, really? So, I didn't hear about this.
They blamed me for the thermostat. I was like, I didn't even touch it. They said we cleared it up. We figured out it was Garrett. I had to go approach that.
State your source, as Trey Young would say.
Exactly. Come on, anyway. In the words of Shaggy, it wasn't me.
Right. Good stuff. Well, glad you had your week is off to a good start, with the exception of you having to, clear your name. And, good to have you in there on the other side of the glass. So, like I said, man, we'll get into the prep roundup here in just a second. And some great conversations for you to hear with Coach Brian Appling of the Buford Wolves, and then Kyle Sandy of Sandy Spiel, as he gets ready for a big weekend, big Saturday of girls hoops action up at Grayson with the Sandy Spiel showcase. So without further ado, Noel, if you're ready, man, we can go ahead and do what we do and get into the prep roundup.
Let's go, let's go!
Now it's time for the prep roundup.
On Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, so in the aftermath of all that went down with the Gainesville and Brunswick situation, and then Gainesville, of course, was able to play with their players not suspended. They did go on to beat Langston Hughes, and they'll play tomorrow night against Rome in one half of the 5A semifinals. And they'll take on, if they win, they would take on the winner of the other half, which would be Thomas County Central and Roswell. But more things coming out with this situation. So remember, last week I told you the reason the Gainesville players were going to be able to play, because GHSA basically said, after having reviewed a video from earlier in the season where there was a big altercation and benches cleared, only 7 players in that situation were suspended. Therefore, Dr. Tim Scott said that, due to inconsistencies with their rules, they were going to allow the Gainesville players to play. Now, if you remember, Brunswick's penalty was going to be a postseason ban for next year plus a fine. Well, this morning during their virtual call, the Board of Trustees decided that after meeting with Brunswick principal Slade Turner and the district AD Steve Waters, who appealed the penalties, they actually decided to rescind. And I got it here. Following the discussion, the Board of Trustees voted 11-1 to overturn 39 of the Brunswick suspensions and downgrade the program's probation to a severe warning. So they won't have that postseason ban next season. They will be able to play in the postseason should they reach the postseason. However, prior to that, head coach Garrett Grady resigned from Brunswick. So interesting turn of events, with Brunswick following all of this. So still things happening in the aftermath of all of that, but hopefully the dust is starting to finally settle. All right, some shout outs and accolades real quick. Kel Softball's Lila Morisi named the GACA Player of the Year. Love It Boys Basketball Cameron reaching 1,000 career points. Whitfield Academy football head coach Robert Walsh named the 1A Division 2 Sub-Region Coach of the Year, and his running back Mason Hollingsworth named Player of the Year. South Atlanta Boys Basketball Door-to-Door, he reached 1,000 career points. And then Grayson Rams Boys Basketball Head Coach Jeffrey Pierce reached 300 career wins. So congratulations to everyone on the accolades and career achievements. Looking back at the week, got things started on Friday night. GHSA semifinal action in the 4A bracket. Creekside taking on Kale, and Creekside getting the win. 35-7, your final to advance to the 4A state title game for the second year in a row. They'll take on Benedictine. They play Monday, because championships will begin Monday, and then resume Tuesday, and then close out on Wednesday. But quarterback Caden Benson, who was on the show last week, finishing with 3 touchdowns through the air. I think it was 177 yards through the air as well. Here's head coach Maurice Dixon on the Seminoles getting back to the bins once again.
Man, ever since we left it with a bad taste in our mouth, this has been the goal, to get back and finish the drill. So it don't matter who in front of us, we're going to go take it.
All right, and speaking of finishing the drill, you had one more step tonight to get there, and you took care of business pretty handily. I've been watching you all scores all throughout the season and just saying to myself, man, Creekside's really having a great year. I got to see this thing in person, and this defense of yours tonight has really been, I mean, I don't even know what to say. I mean, just hard-hitting, set the tone. I want to say 5 sacks total tonight for you, for those guys. They had the fumble recovery. How important has their play been for you guys this year?
It don't matter the package. It don't matter the year. We still going to play Creekside football. That's defensive football and running the football. They're going to win games.
All right. Now, I know there's some things you probably want to clean up, but what does kind of jump out to you as far as getting ready for this last game?
I mean, I attribute everything to Coach May, man. He was a really good coach. They had a really good scheme that kind of jumbled things on the inside for us. We just took what they gave us and kept attacking until we got our matches outside. And I feel like when you go man against us, you don't got 3 guys who can cover our guys.
And how about the leadership of that offense with Caden leading the way at QB1, man?
Like I told you at the beginning of the year, we go as he goes. As long as he takes what he gives us, don't play hero ball, we the best team in the state.
All right, and we will find out how that results this week or next week on Monday when they take on Benedictine. So good luck to them, and congratulations again. 2 years in a row reaching the semifinals. Saturday took in some wrestling. Westminster Wildcats hosting their annual Westminster Duels. Teams from all throughout the metro around the state made their way over there to It's somewhat round robin. I don't even know how to explain it to you, but it's like you face, you know, multiple opponents, and if you as a team, if you lose at least 2, then you're kind of knocked out. And then you get like kind of points, and then it's kind of basically last one standing at the end of that. But anyway, here's head coach LB Joel about, you know, hosting the duels and just how the season's been going thus far for the Wildcats on the mat.
Yeah, you know, it's always fun to start the season out. We're about almost halfway through. So we've got a couple guys banged up, but that's part of the sport, and we're going to get back and keep getting better.
All right, and as far as hosting the Westminster Duels, how fun is it for you guys being able to have done this now? Like you said, over 20 years, you know, teams coming in all from around the metro to, you know, get a little action in on the mat.
Yeah, it's awesome, and thankfully we always have some pretty good teams showing up, and so it's always competitive. Some of these matches, individual matches, you know, they go the distance, and, you know, we had a match today that was 21-20. So, you know, it's high flying, you know, kids are having fun, and it's just a great time. So we love hosting this every year.
Good deal. And it's for you and the Wildcats you guys on the mat. What are you looking for the guys kind of finish out strong? Like you said, still got about good halfway of the season to go, but what do you want to see from the guys to help you all finish out strong this year?
Yeah, so first is we got to get healthy, and that'll come with time, but you know, we have our full lineup there and ready to wrestle. You know, we're hard to beat. But when we start missing guys, then it's, you know, it makes it easier. So, you know, we're at full strength. We're a tough team, but, you know, we got to get there first.
All right, and that's head coach LB Joel, Westminster Wildcats, and they've got a couple of guys nationally ranked. So looking forward to seeing how the season goes for them. All right, also on Saturday, I took in some girls' hoops action, Blessed Trinity, taking on Wesleyan. Blessed Trinity picking up the win 40-29. They ended a 2-game losing streak with the win. Stephanie shot 13 points to lead the Titans to the win. And here's head coach Tim Roundtree on, you know, getting back in the win column again after the 2 games in a row of 2 losses in a row.
Definitely important for us today. It's a good bounce back day for our team, definitely. Felt like we stepped up to get a good win, had some leadership, which we needed, and I thought we had some good play by Chelsea Lewis. She did a good job taking care of the ball for us, and yeah, it was a good solid win for us today.
All right, and obviously only 5 games in, so got a lot of basketball to go. What do you want to see from the girls kind of as you guys try to bring things together for a run here?
Yeah, continued improvement each and every day. I really, really like the team we have. Missing some girls today, but we're going to be getting those back, and we're excited about that. We're excited about where we can go in the future, ready to come back in on Monday and continue to work hard and get ready for the next one, and then obviously some big region play that comes in January. So looking forward to it.
Good deal, Coach. Congratulations on the win today. Good luck down the stretch here.
Thank you so much for your coverage and for what you do for basketball. Thank you.
All right, Nevis. Coach Tim Roundtree, head coach, Blessed Trinity Titans. And then finally, Monday, little flag football action. Jenkins out of Savannah had to make their way up here to the ATL as they took on Therrell in the quarterfinals. They would win that one. I think it was 35-0 your final in that one. And then they took on Grovetown in the semifinals. And Grovetown had actually handed Jenkins their only loss of the season back in October. Well, Jenkins got their redemption in that and made history, advancing to the state title game for the first time in program history as they picked up the win 27-7, your final in that one. And then here is Coach Brianna Brooker on them getting to the state title game.
First trip ever. This is my fourth year, I believe, coaching. So this is a big deal. We made the history last year by getting to the Final Four, to fall short last year, but to make it up this year, man, it's sweeter, man, you know?
All right, and speaking of a sweet feeling, the only loss on your record this year came at the hands of Grovetown. What was the mindset? What was the message to the girls about coming into this one and, you know, kind of using that as a little bit of fuel to get this dub tonight?
You know, the regular season is cool, but we want to get our wins when they matter. Mm-hmm. And right now they matter because we are in a win or go home situation. Right. So, I mean, we lost that game like in the last 5 seconds of it. Some penalties, as you saw tonight, cost us in that game, but it cost us tonight. But when it mattered, they all banded together. We stayed together. So, of course, getting those wins when they matter, mm-hmm. it was a motivation.
All right. And overall, just what did you see from the girls tonight in both the wins that really impressed you as you guys now get ready for that championship game?
Grit, man. There's a certain thing that we say in Savannah. Our school is on Eastern Avenue, so our motto at Jenkins High School is, it's different on Durin. So that's what we kind of been rolling with, mm-hmm. that it's different on Durin. Their grit, their tenacity, their willingness to face adversity, mm-hmm. and not shrink when it comes, you know. Right. Just showing up in big moments. We have a deep bench, so being able to rotate down our line, mm-hmm. to be able to get those girls who may be injured or maybe hurt, or we're battling the cold. We're not used to it from Savannah, you know. We're not used to it being, you know, cold like this outside. But just them showing up and being able to have that grit and tenacity and being able to show that it really is different on Durant.
Awesome.
Sure.
And last one, Coach. What when you guys get back to practice, what's going to kind of be some points of focus for you guys as y'all start preparing for the bins?
Defensively, being able to adjust to different setups. You know, teams like a Grovetown, a Greenbrier, a Secondary, they like to do sweeps. Mm-hmm. Different funky formations that you don't never see, you know, having an empty side or they overload on one side, that kind of thing. We're used to seeing, you know, singles, doubles, triples, that kind of thing. But just being able to stay true to what got us here, mm-hmm. Being able to stay true to our offense and our defense. So just honing in on what got us here to this point, taking care of our bodies, hydrate more, getting some rest as we need, because these playoffs are like a quick turnaround. Yeah. It's ridiculous. And then the travel, of course. So just taking care of our bodies, staying true to what we know we can do well, and just sharpening up on some of those things we need to tighten up on today.
All right, and again, that was head coach Brianna Brooker, Jenkins Warriors, headed into the bins to take on, they'll actually take on Greenbrier, who knocked them out in the semis last year, which last year that was their first trip to the semis. So another chance for some redemption and a chance to bring home a title in doing so. All right, that's going to do it for the opening segment and the prep roundup. When we get back, my conversation with Kyle Sandy. Sandy Spiel Showcase, it goes down Saturday, plus girls hoops in Georgia. Let me tell you something, man. I'm watching on my way, or before I got ready tonight, man. We put out so many great players. I'll talk about it on the other side, but I got a chance tonight before coming in seeing Iowa and Iowa State going at it, and I hear a name, and I'm like, I know that name. Can't be too many young ladies with that name, and sure enough, it's who I thought it was. So we'll tell you about it on the other side when we get back. This is Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets, low prices, love the savings. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come on. Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, here we go.
This is Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
You ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Presented by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Alive in the Kia studios, welcome to Prep Sports Nation, brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. I am your host, Damian Dayday Lewis, at DD Lewis for real, at 929 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS_Nation_ on the X. Welcome in to your weekly look at in the world of high school sports here in the great state of GA. We will talk about it nationally, but we prefer to keep it in our own backyard. That's what we're doing tonight. So in just a second here, going to hear my conversation with Kyle Sandy. Sandy Spiel Showcase, full day of girls hoops action taking place at Grayson High School on Saturday. And, you know, just I always want to make sure I highlight, you know, the girls hoopers, because we really do put out a lot of great talent, and I don't think a lot of people realize it. Tonight, as I'm getting ready for the show at home and helping getting the kids ready for school, things that are for bed, things of that nature, I got Iowa State on in the background, and I hear something chit-chat. She's been held in check a little bit, and I'm like, chit-chat? Can't be too many chit-chats out there. Is that Chazity, right, from Wesleyan? And sure enough, that's exactly who it was. So I'm like, wow, there it is. I mean, we just continuously, you know, that's what I really love about doing this is, or one of the things that I love is, like, I literally can just have on sports, you know, college sports and pro now, because I've been doing this so long, and hear names, and I'm like, I know that name, and literally it's someone that I've got a chance to see here in this state of Georgia. So that's why I love doing what we do here on Prep Sports Nation, because, you know, there's going to be a name that you hear here on this show that eventually in 5-6 years you're going to hear on another level, and they're going to be doing wonderful things. So there it is. All right. Great conversation with Kyle Sandy again. The Sandy Spiels Showcase Girls Hoops Action full day. It goes down Saturday. Here's my conversation with Kyle. All right, let's head out to the waitforit.com hotline where Kyle joins us now. Kyle, first off, man, congratulations on another year of Sandy Spills High School Hoops coverage for you, man, as well as the addition to the family, because I don't think I've talked to you since you and the wife have had the baby. So congratulations, and thanks for taking some time to join us here on the show.
Damian, thank you so much. It's so good to hear from you. It's been so long, and yes, it's amazing. So much has changed. Another high school basketball season has, you know, concluded. We're starting a new one. We're in the thick of things now, and then we have two new members to the starting five over here in the Sandy household. So yeah, it's been a whirlwind, but it's been amazing.
Awesome. All right. So before we talk about some of the high school hoops action that you've had a chance to check out, you've got your own event coming up this Saturday at Grayson High School, Sandy Spill Showcase. Man, talk about, man, putting this event, the event together, and some of these matchups that you have, because you've really got some of the top programs in the state making their way up there to Grayson to get it in on the girls' side on the hardwood.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, gosh, this is year seven. It's hard to believe. Year seven of the Sandy Spill Showcase, and it has really evolved into becoming just a big-time girls' event. Now, I have other events throughout the season peppered here and there, but this Sandy Spill Showcase has really emerged as one of the top, I feel like, hopefully people will agree, top girls' events in the state of Georgia. I mean, we got, I believe it's eight games. We tip off at 10 a.m. Our last one's at 8:30. I could just list off some of the games real quick. We got Woodstock playing Lanier. We have GAC versus Tri-Cities, Holy Innocence versus Milton, North Oconee versus Marist, Carrollton versus Midtown, Cherokee versus Hoover from Alabama, a juggernaut in the entire nation. You got Newton, the defending state champs, versus another defending state champ in Creekside, and then we finish with Grayson versus Loganville. So all those teams, we got, what, 16 teams, 12 teams are ranked, a handful of top 10 matchups. It's just going to be a great day of basketball over there at Grayson High School, and it's been fun partnering with my buddy Tim Slater for years now, and it's really developed into, I feel like, one of the kind of signature moments, signature tent poles of the high school season, the Sandy Spill Showcase as far as girls basketball goes.
Yeah, you guys have done a phenomenal job. And again, like you said, this year's lineup, I mean, I looked at it and I was just like, wow. To your point, you got the defending champs in there. You've had teams in there that, you know, semifinalists. So phenomenal lineup of matchups for those that want to get out there. And again, that's this Saturday at Grayson High School, Sandy Spill Showcase. If you want to make your way out there, what's the best way to purchase tickets? Is it at the door or can they get them online?
Yeah, I believe we're going to do it at the door. Coach Slater is really the mastermind behind that. I think we've done GoFan in the past.
Okay.
But the safest bet is always just go to the door, and if it's right there, you could either might be able to pay cash on the spot or go with the GoFan app. But we'll have multiple ways of being able to get you into the door, and I expect we're going to have a lot of people in the door because this is exciting stuff to see some of these great girls athletes. And, you know, we have so much great talent on the boys' side, obviously, in basketball, but the girls' side is just saturated with great players. We have Kate Harpring, who's going to North Carolina's here. We got CeCe Dennis, sadly injured, but, you know, she's going to be in the building supporting her Creekside team. We just got top-notch talent up and down. And even that team coming from Hoover, Alabama, Chloe Florida, a post player that's already signed to play big-time Power 5 college basketball. So a lot of great action will be seen this Saturday at Grayson High School.
Yeah, and I'm glad you touched on Kate and CeCe. Throw Devin's Bachman's name in there because I'm going to ask you about these young ladies a little bit later. Kyle Sandy Spill, joining us here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's talk about some of the defending champs that you've had a chance to put your eyes on so far this season. Who do you feel has one of the better chances of them, if not all of them, of realistically running it back and making it a repeat?
Yeah, I mean, it's super tough to repeat as a state champ, especially when you have that target on your back. And the higher the classification, the bigger the target. But Newton's been really, really good this year. I know they fell to North Pauling. That was your lone loss of the season. But Newton Rams on the girls' side, really, really tough. River Ridge, they're not in the event this year, but they've been a staple at this Sandy Spill Showcase in the past. I know they graduated great players like Sophia Pearl and Kayla Cleveland, but they still have at least three Division I players on that roster. They just secured a huge win over Sequoia in dominant fashion just the other day. But there's a lot of great programs, great teams, tough to repeat. You know, Holy Innocence getting the job done last year. Now Haley Swain, obviously, over there at Stanford
team, yeah.
A lot tougher to try and knock off a team like Hebron or even St. Francis, who's off to a great start. But it's just super tough. But there's going to be so many great matchups. And, you know, we're blessed to be able to see it before we see it in the state playoffs, because we see, like, legitimate state championship-type field matchups at these big events, my event, Hawks Naismith, all these other great events, Carrollton's Girls Night Out. Great events are providing us with top 10 matchups that we're going to see later on down the road in February and March. And it's just a little bit of a primer to get us prepared for what we'll see in Macon.
All right. And is there a team, because, you know, I keep up with your rankings, but is there a team that maybe they haven't cracked the rankings yet, or they're low in the rankings, that you feel like you'd say, you know, hey, this is one to keep an eye on this season?
Man, there's always so many of those teams. Like, a dangerous team in Class 6A on the girls' side, South Forsyth is going to be very dangerous. They have, I don't know, I'm sure you've heard of the Pink Mamba before, Kareem Morris,
yes.
A freshman, about 6'3". She's going to be McDonald's All-American at some point, I would like to proclaim, because she's already scoring over 30 points per game, just a dominant factor. When you have a great talent like that, that you can just essentially roll the ball out and know she's going to give you 25 points on the right. girls' side, that takes you a very long way. And she got great talent around her. Callie Salvador is a great player. Avon Nicely is a superstar hustler that really sets a table. Dylan Austin's a tough nose guard as well. So Coach Keith Gravett, he has a lot of talent to work with. And I think South Forsyth, not in the top 10 right now, but that is going to be a scary, scary team to play come February.
All right, Kyle Sandy, Sandy Spill, joining us here on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Getting ready for that Sandy Spill showcase going down at Grayson this Saturday. We got a couple minutes here, Kyle. Let's talk about some of these individual players. Like you said, you mentioned Kate Harpring. Man, just what a phenomenal career she's had. Honestly, I think, is she going to be one of the first players? What is it, 3,000 points that she could probably reach this year?
Oh, gosh, I would not be surprised at all. I would just assume that 3,000 is going to be a breeze. I mean, she's been scoring about 25 points per game since her freshman year. And immediately, right when she stepped foot on campus, Marist became a title contender.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to capture that title, not this past year, but the year before, when she was able to knock off River Ridge in that Final Four and then was just too powerful for an undefeated North Forsyth team. But Kate is as good as it gets, obviously, going to Chapel Hill, North Carolina. She is must-see TV and the reigning Gatorade Georgia Player of the Year. So we will be able to check her out one more time here at Grayson.
All right. And then you got Creekside, who will be there. And as you mentioned, unfortunately for them, CeCe Dennison suffers injury, and she's going to be done for the season. But what do you think about the Seminoles and their chances as the defending champs to really still have a strong season without, you know, the player that CeCe is being on the court with them?
I mean, they showed me a lot when they secured that first victory without her against River Ridge. That was extremely impressive. They have really seen Sydney Hunter step up. She's been a key factor. J.C. Mitchell, Malia Harris. They've got some really good guards that are really getting a chance to showcase what they can do, because obviously – you know, everyone feels like they're playing Robin to the Batman of CeCe Dennis. But with these girls now, like, we can't just rely on her to take over games. We can show what we can do. So it's going to be, you know, 15 points here, 20 points there. They can spread the sugar. Obviously a well-coached team as well. But I think it's a huge boon. You know, you hate to see your sister go down. But as far as individual development for them and even for their recruiting, to show these college coaches, hey, I can be more than just the player playing off the ball. I can be the point guard. I can be the playmaker. I can lead a team when we have nowhere else to turn to. It's got to be me and my teammates, and we don't have that one player we could just, you know, roll it out to and say, hey, go win us this game. We can do it ourselves, and I think that's a great beneficial thing for these players like Sydney Hunter and the others that I mentioned to really showcase what they can do this season.
All right, one more before I let you go. Devin Bachman, talk about this young lady. I saw her freshman year. I feel like she should be talked about a little bit more in the state for what she's been able to do the last few years over there at Midtown. But what have you seen from her so far this year, and what are you expecting?
I really agree with you. I do think she's, when you talk about top guards in the state of Georgia, Devin has to be top five. She already has played for a state title game before, state in that when they lost to Maynard Jackson, I believe, when she was a sophomore. I think she had like 24 points, over 20 points. She played exceptionally well on the big stage. Breaks presses by herself, a great shooter, a great teammate, has good court vision, just has those instincts on the floor to make others around her better. Just as good as it gets, and she's got a dynamic duo with her and Haley Wortman inside. You got Journey Bryant transferred over to give them somewhat of a big three that really gives the Knights some next-level talent to work with. But Devin's a great player, getting some looks from Division II schools last I've seen. I think she's a no-brainer at the D2 level, and I wouldn't even be surprised if a D1 program starts to really kick the tires and maybe offer her, because I just feel like when you have the game on the line or you're in trouble, when the ball is in Devin Bachman's hands, if you're a head coach, you have to feel really, really comfortable and really good about that.
Awesome stuff, Kyle. Thank you, man. Look, we're going to have to get you in studio because literally we haven't even been able to talk about the boys because of just how stout the girl side is, you know, like you said earlier. So I'm going to have to get you in studio so we can have a couple of segments with you. But, man, thank you for taking some time. Again, tell everybody one more time. It's this Saturday, Grayson High School, Sandy Spills Showcase. Tickets available at the door. How can they follow you if they want to get up more information, not only on the event, but just as well as with your high school coverage?
For sure. On X is where you're going to find all the updates throughout the season, updates from this Sandy Spills Showcase, live updates on Saturday, KyleSandy355, and of course on my website, sandyspill.com. Everything you want to know about high school basketball in the state of Georgia, boys' side and, of course, the girls' side, I will try to have you covered. Great ball about to be played here at Grayson High School, December 13th, the Sandy Spills Showcase.
All right, and look out for those two little Sandys pretty soon. They'll have a ball in their hands, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah, we've already been working on that. Hey, they're not dribbling it just yet, but it's got a little shaker in there, and we're working on ball control, pump fakes, head fakes, and, you know, all the basics. You got to get those fundamental down pat, you know that.
Exactly. All right, Kyle, thanks for your time, brother, and good luck this weekend with the event, man. Looking forward to it.
Thank you so much.
All right, and once again, that's Kyle Sandy, Sandy Spill, getting ready for that Sandy Spills Showcase, full day of girls hoops action on deck Saturday at Grayson. All right, when we get back, it's time to decide who gets the hardware. The Georgia High School Association football state championships taking place next week. We actually got semifinals tomorrow night for 5A, but next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it all goes down, and on Tuesday, the Buford Wolves take on the Carrollton Trojans. Got a chance to catch up with head coach Brian Appling of the Buford Wolves. You hear that conversation. It's all coming up right here on the other side. Prep Sports Nation brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices, love the savings. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, here we go.
This is Prep Sports Nation with Tavy and Lewis.
You ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Presented by Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. Brought to you by Ingles Markets. Low prices. Love the savings. I am your host, Damian Dede Lewis at The D Lewis For Real. At 929 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station and at PS underscore nation underscore on the X. Final segment here of the show. Shout out to my guy Kyle Sandy. Appreciate him jumping on to talk about the Sandy Spill showcase taking place on Saturday. Grayson High School, full day of girls hoops action. All right, final segment of the show. Like I said, going to hear my conversation with head coach Brian Appling coming up here in just a minute. The Buford Wolves getting ready for the GHSA 6A state championship matchup with Carrollton, the Carrollton Trojans. All right, real quick, before we get to that, just what I'm looking forward to and what you can look forward to if you want to get into some things, a little hoops action. As I mentioned, there is the Sandy Spill Showcase at Grayson, but then there is also the Hawks Naismith Classic, which will be taking place over at Norcross High School, and that's going to also be a full day of action in that one. I had it pulled up. Where'd it go? See, I done messed up, Noel. Over here just talking and talking. Let me pull it back up so I can tell you it's full day boys and girls hoops action that you can check out over there. Let me get it back up for you guys so I can just quickly tell you who's going to be participating in case you just – because you know what? That's what's kind of cool about this time of year. There's so many – you know, if you just really do just like to get out and check out high school sports this time of year, there's all types of action. So it kicks off at 12. Woodward Academy taking on Norcross girls side, followed by McEachern and Langston girls. Paideia and Hillgrove boys. Dutchtown boys taking on Decatur. Grayson will take on Berkmar on the boys in boys action. And then Newton will take on Norcross in boys action. So that's the Hawks and Naismith Holiday Classic on Saturday as well. So lots of great hoops action. I do want to shout out my guy Joel Hillsman. He just hit me up. He was telling me about the Florida. Did I done messed it up? See, I done lost that now. See, I'm just all over the place. See, trying to give you so much information. The Florida Get Down. Several schools here from Georgia going to be participating. I know I saw. Let me get back to that one. Should have just kept it open. Right, Noel? That's what I should have done. Should have just kept it open. Here we go. All right, back to it. All right, that is going to be taking place in Gainesville December 29th and 30th. And like I said, several teams here from Georgia, including Grayson, who I just mentioned, Cedar Shoals out of Athens will be participating. Holy Innocence is going to be in that one. Thought I saw somebody else, but that looks like that's the three schools from Georgia that'll be participating. So good stuff there. And there's some other information he just sent me, but I know we got to get to this conversation with Coach App. So also I'll be looking forward to, like I said, next week, state championship games kicking off on Monday. 4A on boys will be I'll give you the schedule on the other side. Let's get to the conversation with Coach App. And here it is. All right, we'll head out to the WaveFord.com hotline where Coach Appling joins us now here on Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, first off, man, congratulations to you and the guys reaching the Georgia High School Association State Championship game. And thank you for taking some time out of your day to join us here on the show to talk about it, man. You know, coming into the season, man, for you and your staff, was there anything different in regards to how you all wanted to approach things with the guys this year as y'all started getting ready?
I mean, no, not really. We kind of have the same, you know, message and same protocol and same, you know, standards we abide by and things we do every season. You know, obviously, you know, the last couple of seasons didn't go the way, you know, we wanted to go, even though they were great seasons. Just, you know, finishing the deal was, you know, was the ultimate, you know, message that we were trying to portray to our kids and to, you know, to the staff and the community and just the program in general. Just proud of the kids, how they developed. You know, we had a lot of new guys in new spaces, and we had, you know, a lot of guys returning to it at other spots. We just knew we had to grow some kids up quick, and they grew up fast. I think the early season schedule, you know, with the scrimmage and the first couple games really, really set the tone for that, and kids found a way to, you know, play some really good teams, really good programs really well, and just found a way to grow, you know, throughout that process. And I still think we're growing. Honestly, we're getting better, you know, each and every week. And that's what you want to do. It's kind of hard to do that all season long, but I've seen little bits and pieces of the team and of the game plans and everything get better as we went. So just hope we can, you know, have another spike next Tuesday.
All right. And, you know, for someone who might just be scoreboard watching and maybe they never got a chance to see you all in person, they might believe for the most part you all played really good football in all three phases of the game. But I know as a coach, you always see things that you want your team to improve on throughout the season to this point. You know, did you have areas you felt like, you know, you kind of maybe had to, you know, make sure or reemphasize for the guys to hunker down on?
Yeah, I mean, there's always spaces each and every game that you can see that you need to improve in. You know, sometimes they're really good for a couple of weeks and they dip, so you got to go back to practice and start working on those a little more, spend a little more time on those things. But yeah, all three phases have shown, you know, great, you know, improvement throughout the year. That don't mean every Friday night is going to be good. And also, you know, it also, you know, depends on the opponent that you're playing. And, you know, we played some really great programs throughout the season, and especially in 6A playoffs in Georgia, ain't no slouches anywhere. So
right,
they're going to expose certain things. Coaches have good game plans, and they expose them. It's all about us making adjustments and the kids being able to adjust on the fly and take care of those things as the clock, you know, ticks down to zero each and every game. But I'm proud of everybody as far as, you know, the attention to detail, the, you know, when it gets tough in the game, you know, they lean on each other and pick each other up and just try to find a way to make a play to get the ball rolling back in our direction.
All right, spending time here on the WaveFord.com hotline, Coach Brian Appling of the Buford Wolves football team head coach joining us here on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As you get ready for this game next week, I want to talk about the fact that, you know, you guys both, you and Carrollton, will enter this one, both top 10 teams ranked nationally. And, you know, in fact, tonight we had our Christmas party, and I had people, you know, shout out to Big Tigger, you know, on V103. He was like, man, that Buford Carrollton game is going to be something. And a lot of people feel like this may be one of the biggest state title games in throughout the country. I know at Buford you all expect a standard, and I know you all have been in big-time matchups in the past, but from the aspect of being a part of a matchup that's kind of garnering this type of hype, how important is that for you, you know, and the program in regards to what you all have built there?
I mean, every game is important to us, you know what I mean? It's not even a coach speak sort of thing. You got to, mm-hmm. you know, keep it in perspective for kids and for everybody, even the community, you know what I mean? Just, you know, they're hyping it up and they're talking about it. And I know it's a big time matchup. I'm not, you know, crazy enough to sit there and say, oh, it's just another game. It's not just another game. It's a championship. But, you know, in every game you go in, you have certain things that you want to do. You know what I mean? You want to take care of the football. You want to cause turnovers on defense. You don't want to beat yourself. You want to make sure you keep the penalties down and just play hard. Play hard mm-hmm. for 48 minutes. And that's going to be the game plan going in. You know what I mean? We know we have a tough, you know, great program at Carrollton that is coming to the same place that we're playing. And we have to affect the game more than they do if we want to come out on top. So, you know, we know we're up against. We know the situation. We know where we are, but we just want to keep it in perspective and tell the kids, hey, it's just another game, another situation for you to show what you got, you know, on TV and for a lot of people to see, a lot more people to see than most Friday nights. But, you know, in the end, we're just happy to have that opportunity. We're happy to, you know, be able to strap it up one more time and play together one more time and just be a family and lean on each other and see what we can do in 48 minutes.
All right. And speaking of the leaning on each other, Coach, you know, I know you probably could name every single one. But, you know, any players, you know, that you really kind of want to maybe shine a light on just in terms of them being able to be someone you all really were able to lean on this year. And, you know, they maybe really impressed you with how they kind of stepped up this year in regards to leadership, things of that nature.
Yeah, you know, and then with us, it starts and ends with our, you know, front on the defensive line and on the offensive line. You know, offensively, Graham Houston is UGA signee, and he's been our kind of, you know, anchor up there and leader up there on the front line for the offense. And then, you know, Dayton Rowell, quarterback's had a great year and improving every week. Dylan McCoy, running back, has improved throughout the playoffs and looking for a big night for him as well. We got a bunch of kids on that side of the ball. Those are, you know, three, and Dream Rashad is a really good tight end playing for us, you know, right now. But on the defensive line, you know, Bryce Perry-Wright, Dre Quinn, and Cam Simmons, those kind of been our anchors up front on that side of the ball. And, you know, linebackers Deion Miller and Brady Wagner have done a great job. You know, and Tyree Green's kind of a do-all guy. He plays running back, plays defensive back, and also special teams, you know, specialist for us. Does a lot returning and covering kicks and things like that. He's also a UGA signee. You know, those guys, and you know, we're really proud of our kicker, Andrew Vonchuk. He's kind of only played football for a little over a year now, kicked the football for a little over a year. But he's done a great job, you know what I mean, learning how to put the ball through the uprights and put the ball in the end zone. So looking for big nights out of them and a lot of other guys. I can't mention them all, but, you know, right. I'm proud of these guys and the way they've come together and the way they played.
All right, Coach Brian Applin joining us here on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Head Coach Buford Wolves football team. Coach, couple fun ones, and then I'm going to let you go. Let's talk about that stadium, man. It was the talk of the town throughout the country. Did you all do anything in particular to help the guys kind of get over the, you know, the awe-ness, or did it come natural for them? Were they not even fazed?
I think it came natural, man. We had a couple situations where we got over there to practice before we played, you know, in the scrimmage. You know, first time we played a scrimmage and the first time we played a real game was Milton, and that was electric because it was packed. It was sold out. And, you know, once the ball got kicked off and we started playing football, it's still football, regardless of the bells and whistles and the scoreboard and all that stuff. You still got to block. You still got to tackle. You right. still got to, you know, put the ball in the end zone. So our kids, you know, got focused on that really quick, man. They love it. And, you know, I think it's a big deal for them, and they're happy and proud of the place. But, you know, I think you guys and a lot of other people made a bigger deal than it was. And it is a big deal. I'm not acting like we're happy, we're blessed. You know, around here we take pride in that, but yeah, once the ball got snapped, you know, we were trying to defeat the guy across from us versus worried about, you know, the lights and the scoreboard and all that stuff.
Right. All right, Coach, last one, man. What does Coach Applin do, man? What's you have a pregame ritual? You know, is there a go-to meal? How do you get your mind right in regards to, you know, getting ready to get out there and coaching these situations?
Yeah, I mean, game day for me, you know, I don't eat a whole lot. I just eat pregame meal, and that's probably about all I eat that day until after the game, you know. but, yeah, I kind of try to find a quiet place in the stadium before we get to warming up and listen to my music. I, you know, do my call sheet, listen to a little Outkast or something like that from the 90s when I was in high school. You know what I mean? That's where I'm at with it. I'm trying to, you know, keep it calm. I don't want to be too amped up at 2:30 or 1 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, I say that for the pregame music and everything like that. Just trying to be calm and have a clear mind and be ready to, you know, make the right decision when the time comes up.
Good deal. Well, Coach, man, thank you again. And, again, congratulations to you and the guys. Phenomenal season. I want to wish you guys nothing but success next week on Tuesday night, man. Good luck to you guys.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, man.
All right, Coach Brian Appling, Buford Wolves football team. That's going to be a phenomenal game. I really feel like that's going to be a really good game. So good luck to them. Good luck to everybody. And real quick, your matchups on the football side. Monday, it'll be Single-A Division II, Bound in Lincoln County, 4A Creekside Benedictine. Then Tuesday, Starts off with Single A Division One, Toombs County, Worth County, and then followed by 2A Hapeville versus Carver Columbus, and then the Carrollton Buford game, and then it'll close out Wednesday with the private 1A through 3A championship, Calvary Day, who I saw, great team. They'll take on Hebron Christian, Jefferson and Sandy Creek in the 3A, and then the winner of the semifinals taking place tomorrow. So Thomas County Central, Roswell one side, Gainesville, Rome the other side. Those two winners will face off Thursday or Wednesday night and close out. And just real quick, since we're at it, let's go ahead and give you the flag schedule as well, because those ladies will be in the bins ahead of the guys. On Monday, it's going to be Washington County and Harris County kicking things off, followed by Jenkins, who you heard from head coach Brianna Brooker earlier in the prep roundup. They take on Greenbrier. Those are two Monday matchups. Tuesday matchups, Whitewater takes on North Oconee, and Milton will take on Blessed Trinity. And then the one single Wednesday matchup will be McEachern taking on Pope. There it is. Good luck to everybody next week. So, all right, that's going to do it for this week's episode. Thank you so much for rocking out with us. Noel, thank you for holding me down. Always appreciate you being in here. And thank you to Ingles Marcus, man, bringing you Prep Sports Nation. And, of course, I'm Damian Day-Day Lewis. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.